Rock Dreams. Plom.
Salut, c'est Plom pour Rock Dreams. Aujourd'hui, je m'attaque à un gros morceau, Frank Zappa. Avec une discographie de près de 100 albums, difficile de n'en faire qu'une émission. Alors, je vous propose de la faire en 4 parties. Aujourd'hui, le Zappa cynique. Ceux qui le connaissent savent à quel point il n'est pas avare en humour, souvent piquant. Je vous propose de commencer l'émission avec Colony Vegetables qui se moque des végétariens. C'est sur Absolutely Free, le deuxième album des Mothers of Invention, son groupe sorti en 1967.
This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular, they're real good for you. Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they don't...
Vegetable will respond to you.
Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga.
On fait un saut dans le temps et on se retrouve en 1973 avec l'album Apostrophe et le désopilant titre Don't Eat the Yellow Snow. Ne mange pas la neige jaune. Je vous laisse deviner pourquoi elle est jaune.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. And my mama cried. And my mama cried.
Watch out where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
Well, right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo. And he started in the whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. That got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now, the circular motion, rub it! Then, in a fit of anger, I pounced, and I pounced again. Great googly moogly! Well, he was very upset, as you can understand. And rightly so, because the deadly yellow snow crystals had deprived him of his sight. He stood up and he looked around and he said,
Well,
I can't see. stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog to a snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. And I can't see temporarily.
En 1975 sort le dernier album studio avec les Mothers, One Size Fits All. Sur celui-ci, on trouve un titre où Zappa rit des gens qui dorment en pyjama. Mais je vais vous passer une petite boutade qui termine le disque qui s'appelle Sofa Number 2. En effet, Zappa adorait la langue allemande. Une chanson en langue allemande aussi sur l'album Joe's Garage. Jusqu'en 1975, Zappa avait deux carrières, celle avec les Mothers et une en solo. On y reviendra. À partir de 1976, il monte donc un nouveau groupe et mélangera alors tous les styles qu'il faisait auparavant. En 1977 sort son immense live à New York qui débute par un savant jeu de mots, Titties and Beer. Je vous laisse traduire ce titre un peu salace.
It was the blackest night, there was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. I heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf walking along the side of me. I'm green and I'm bad, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big titty girl in by the name of Chrissy. Talking about her in my bike. In the side of the mountain. Even the crickets were acting weird up here, and so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone. Where's those titties I like so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a crunch twig. Then up jumped the devil. He's about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak and then a pointed tail and like a sulfury. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear I know it was. He had some human flesh. The fun beneath his claws, you know, it looked to me like it was kitty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, cause I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter, said, bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said,
put it away. You know, I ate it all up. Now what you gonna say?
You ate my Chrissy?
Titties and all!
Well, what about the beer then, boy?
The can's this tall?
Even her boots?
Would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yes, this is true.
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through.
Well, I want my Chrissy, and I want my beer, so you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil, do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you noticed this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore.
Don't call
That's
me that.
That's about the only reason I learned writing for. Give me that paper, bet your ass I will sign. Because I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I've had. Why,
oh, yeah?
There was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers was worse than you.
Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what you gonna do?
Wait a minute. A tinge of doubt crosses my mind when you say that you want to make a deal with me.
That's very, very true.
Wait, you ain't supposed to want to make a deal with me.
Ah, but I'm slightly different than your average customer,
devil. But most people don't want to make a deal with me.
Yeah, well, I'm only interested in two things, and that's titties and beer, you know what I mean?
What? Titties, yeah. And beer?
Titties and beer, titties and beer. Titties and beer, titties and beer. Titties and beer, titties and beer.
Well, I don't know if you're the right guy.
Titties and beer, titties and beer.
No, don't sign it. Give me time to think. I mean, hold on a second, boy, because... that's magic in.
And then the devil let go of the pickle and out come my girl. They heard the titties flop popping all around the world. She said,
I got me three beers and a fistful of downs and I'm gonna get ripped, so fuck you clowns.
Then she gave us the finger, it was rigid and stiff. That's when the devil, he farted and she went right over the cliff.
Whoa, tinsel time.
Well, the devil was mad. I took off to my pad. I swear I do declare.
How did you get back there?
I swear I do declare.
How did you get back there?
I swear I do declare.
La fin des années 70 est un peu plus difficile pour lui car son album concept, Leather, qui est un quadruple album, tombe à l'eau, l'obligeant à le scinder en trois albums, dont le Live in New York. Sur l'album Studio Tan, il nous propose d'aller à la plage. En 79 sortent deux albums essentiels, Joe's Garage, on y reviendra aussi, et Shake Your Body. Un autre jeu de mots aussi bien salace. L'album est enregistré en partie en live avec son lot de titres les plus délirants, dont ce Dancing Fool qui s'amuse des gros dragueurs de discothèque.
About dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Of course, now right along with them, I got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool.
Dancing fool.
I'm a dancing fool.
Dancing
fool. The beat goes on and I'm so low. The beat goes on and I'm so low. The beat goes on and I'm so low. Wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say.
So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool. Yeah.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh? You're Jewish?
Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Yes. En 1980, c'est la naissance de MTV. Frank Zappa veut participer à ce désastre et ça donnera You Are What You Is. Toujours prêt à se moquer de la futilité des titres qui y passent.
You're not. So see what you got.
Zappa aime se moquer de tout le monde, à l'instar chez nous d'un certain Coluche. On le retrouve maintenant sur son album Them or Us, où il se paie la tronche des Français, dans In France.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Playing in a tent. It's paying the rent. If you poach a civilian, it's a major event down in France. Did you hear where that's located? I say in France. Yeah. It's the first thing you hear is something like, and then it spells down in France. It does something. Listen. I say the girls is all salty and the boys is all sweet. I say the food ain't too shabby. And they piss in the street down in France. Did that cold? Say down in France. Now you know what? I saw it walking. It was. And then it said, down in France. Oh yeah. Now you won't believe this. They got the diseases like you ain't never seen. I said they got a mystery blowjob. Turn your pee to green down in France. That's up. Say down in France. So look, I saw the color. It looked just like it was
way on down.
And then it turned
way on down.
I was down in France. Oh yes it was. Listen. Look. They got some coffee eating right through the cup. And when you go gaga, they make you stand up down in France. That's where it's located.
Way down.
Down in France. Now listen. I cock out one time and then I heard
way on down.
And then I went
way on down.
That was down in France. Now listen, if you're not careful, it's
stick to your cheek. You smell like a native for a couple of weeks. Down in France, something's smelling out here. Down in France, that's where it was. Listen, I smelled it, it went
way on down.
And then it smelled like
way on down.
That was down in France. Ooh, smelling funny now. Oh, smell your harmonica. Go on, smell it, son. Uh-huh. Oh, you know. Uh-huh. They're coming too, I think, yeah. We cannot wait till we go back. Get so excited when the poodle reacts in France. Roof.
Down
in France. I'm talking about Bow Wow. Uh-huh. See, they ball.
Way on down.
And then they kind of
way on down.
Never try to get your feet sucked in France. Merci. Oui. Ow!
Représentant même de la liberté de parole, Zappa est allé loin. Très loin dans la boutade. Je vous propose de finir cette première émission avec le titre Is So Gay, un titre qui, aujourd'hui, c'est certain, ferait une grosse polémique.
Tomorrow, what am I borrowing?
Is
no.